We're here at Light Fair 2019 at the TCP booth, and we're welcoming Ellis Yon to the show for a second time. Hello, Ellis.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
No problem. I have some big questions for you in about a second, but first we're going to talk about your Good Life line of products.
Yes.
What an excellent contribution that is to the lighting business. Greg, have you sold many of those so far?
I have them in my house, actually.
There
so
you
that
are.
Tells you something.
This is a very unique concept because lighting is very traditional behavior and very traditional products. If you look at 130 years ago, when people using the incandescent bulbs, when people dimmed the incandescent bulbs, it changed the color.
Sure.
During the CFL years and the LED years, we were never able to duplicate that concept until now.
Yeah.
And today, we're able to change the color from a white color to the warm color during the dimming.
Yeah, I think
so
it's very important.
So very excited about that.
You know why I think it's important? Because that's what the sun does.
Yes.
You know, the sun changes throughout the course of the day.
Exactly, beautiful. When you see sun comes up in the morning,
yes,
very warm color. Until
yes,
the noontime, become very pure white.
Yes.
Then goes down when the sun sets.
That's
it just
right.
Come give you a very warm feeling.
I really like the Good Life line of products. Greg, what do you
yeah,
have to say a little bit about
to be a little technical about it, it's 3200 Kelvin to 1800 Kelvin.
Wow.
So that's a good dimming range. And this feels like an incandescent lamp. It
yes,
feels like an R30, lightweight. You don't have that heavy LED base that a lot of them do. It looks like an R standard BR lamp.
Yes.
Everything about it's cool.
So we like the Good Life line of TCP products. So check them out at TCPlight@TCP.com.
What's the TCP.com.
TCP.com.
TCPI.com.
TCPI.com. TCPI.com. At least you know.
Yes.
TCPI.com. And what is this that we got here, Greg?
Here's another one that is new to me. I haven't seen this before, but give you a little background, and maybe Ellis can chime in anymore. But it looks like it is actually a fixture that you can just screw into a standard socket. It comes in a variety of colors, red, blue, green, black, silver, and white for the housing. Different sizes, anywhere from 4-inch to roughly 10-inch. And it also has regular and warm dimming. Real cool product, something that I haven't seen anywhere else yet. So I like this idea.
Yes, we look at the lights two different ways. One way is we call manipulating the lights, how you control the lights. The Good Life functions that way, okay? However, we also look at different style. Now we look at style.
Sure.
Okay. How do we make a light source looks very unique and give a different functionality? Look so beautiful in the kitchen, in the restaurant, you know, in the recess can. This is just a brand new concept. Brand new concept.
You know, I'll tell you, Ellis, you might be the most passionate guy in the lighting business.
Yes.
I love his passion for lighting. It really comes through. So what's that line called?
This is called Starlight.
Starlight.
Yes.
Starlight.
So Leslie gave this a beautiful name.
Starlight.
It's called Starlight.
At TCPI.com. Check them out.
Yes.
Okay, so last time we talked, we made a deal.
Yes.
And I'm disappointed in you, Ellis.
I know.
You were supposed to get this whole President Xi and President Trump thing over with.
Yes.
We decided that you were going to make the deal. It hasn't happened yet.
I know. Isn't that depressing? Because unfortunately, two sides has a different opinion.
Yeah.
I believe China side really would love to engage with the U.S. However, for whatever the reason, they want to protect the certain things. I still don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
I think President Trump is doing the right thing.
Okay.
I think it will be tough temporary for all of us as a consumers, but I think that's the right things to do.
To put tariffs on the lighting.
Unfortunately.
So this is legit now this time. Are we really getting a 25% tariff?
Yes. And I think it could be, in my opinion, before things getting better, could be getting worse.
Hmm.
In other words, there's a talk about will be 25% from all the Chinese imports, which were involved with the light bulbs. So today, only on the fixtures, potentially could be on the light bulbs.
So these products won't be affected yet?
Not yet,
light bulb. Okay.
But possibly in the late summer, might be.
We
don't know.
That includes
watching this one very closely.
Tubes and everything, then you're
correct.
Talking? Okay.
Which means that 25% on all Chinese imports.
You think that's the right move for the United States as an economy?
Don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not expert on that.
You know, a lot of because the tariffs are actually like a form of taxation on consumers.
That's correct.
A lot of people don't realize what it is. There's no free ride. So the consumers in the United States are going to pay more
That's correct.
That's what's going to happen. So your dollar store is not going to be a dollar store anymore. Now it's going to be a $1.25 store.
That's correct.
Because everything in there is from China.
That's so, correct.
So the, you know, it's a tax. It's an indirect taxation on consumption. So, you know, people are going to have to consume less, or they're going to have to buy better quality products, or they're going to have to do something to make up for it. And you're saying it's good for the lighting industry, though.
No, it's not good for the lighting industry. No. I think if we think about a country, how the United States as a country, how the United States as a country in the next 30 years, how do we protect our country? How do we keep the economy moving in general? Okay. Sometimes we have to sacrifice a little bit here and there.
Sure.
Okay. That's what I'm saying early. Unfortunately, today the tariff is the situation we are in. But hopefully through this tariff process, we can have much better relationship or trading deals, good for this country for the next 10, 20, 30 years.
Now, because of this recent tariff, are you going to change any of your manufacturing, production capabilities, anything around that line?
We always do that.
Yep.
As you guys know, I always improve the products.
Yep.
Okay. With the new concepts, with the new structure, I try to reduce the cost, come out of better products. Okay. So that being said, yes, we're in the process to releasing the new line of the indoor-outdoor fixtures.
You know, I think that what the industry wants and what all industries want is just, okay, if you're going to tariff it, tariff it. But the uncertainty is what causes people the problems. Yeah. It's not the actual tariff or not tariff. It's like what we want is certainty of the future, right? So that you can make the investments you want to make, whether they be in the United States or Mexico or Canada or whatever it is. We want certainty. We want to know what's going to happen in the future.
100% agree with you. This is really the problem right now, because in a way, sometimes we don't know what to do.
Exactly. You're right? Tying everybody's hands with this posturing. And
Right. But my style is this. Always prepare for the worst.
That's a good
so
strategy.
So assume the 25 will be on forever.
Sure.
What do we do right now?
Yes.
How do we serve the customers?
Right.
How do we protect the customers? That's what we're doing right now.
Yep. Mm. Very good.
So we're here at Light Fair. How many years have you been a participant in Light Fair?
Oh, God. The first one I went was in 1993.
93.
Hmm. I remember it was in San Francisco.
Were you exhibiting?
Yes. The first one I went, I had a 10 by 10 booth, and I rent a folding table.
Okay.
Yes, and I put on the best one I had at that time with the CFLs, the nice. Spiral CFLs.
Ah, okay.
And now here we are, how many years later, and we're in the center of Light Fair, if you can see it at camera, and at the top of it, Ellis with us.
Yes. We're very excited. You know, it's my life.
Sure.
It's true my life. I literally devoted my life into lighting, and I always get excited, and I love to make things.
Sure.
Okay. I think lights is a part of our life.
Yeah.
When you think about, okay. Mm. Fortunately, when God created us and has a nighttime and a daytime.
Yeah, for sure.
So I always say this is God's gift to us, okay? Get engaged with the lighting. And also the lighting gives us the different experience in our life and
for
different
sure.
mood. You know what I mean? It's very exciting to me.
Yes, I agree.
When you get into more detail.
We are creatures of the light.
Yes.
In a sense.
We are.
And all of our energy in the universe comes from light.
Yes.
Everything is light.
Yes.
You know, and so to be in the lighting business, I often step back from it and I think, you know, you think, oh, we sell light bulbs. Alice sells light bulbs. Greg and Michael sell light bulbs every day. But it's actually, it's a wonderful business to be in. And I think it's a wonderful time to be in this business as well.
Absolutely. Yes.
What's so important about right now in the lighting business, Alice?
So important?
Yeah. Why does it feel so important? Like something's going to change. There's like an imminency to everybody in the lighting business right now. What is it? Is it IoT? Is it the health effects? Is it what is the most important thing in the lighting business?
I think we reached a very critical point right now. Is if you look at the last few years, LED engaged with our lighting.
Hmm.
Okay. At that time, I would say 5, 6, 7 years ago in the 2010, at that time, we were very excited just about LED lighting. But recently we find out the LED lighting actually has more functionality, not just the lights itself, okay? The LED lighting able to producing not just the light, able to producing healthy light,
sure.
Able to producing full spectrum lights, able to producing the lights will change our mood, will give our life a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think everybody get excited. That's the direction we're going right now.
And the hard part about that from my standpoint as a salesperson is how do you define that to someone? Because it's going to be different for everyone. And are we just going to accept that and say, it's going to be better, it's going to be healthier,
it's very simple. I just did my first show downstairs.
Okay.
We have a scientific evidence, literally show people the difference. We show people why they're different, why impact their life, not just by talking.
Yeah.
So with that evidence, so you can experience in your real life, for instance, when you read at night, what kind of lights you are using.
Mm.
Okay. Yep. When you're eating dinner, what kind of mood of lights you are using? You know what
sure.
I mean? Now it's getting fun. Now it's getting sophisticated.
Yes, it is. It's interesting. We spoke with Adam Lillian from the UL.
Yeah.
And he talked about retrofitting into circadian effective lighting. And it's real.
Yes, it's real.
Yes.
It's really real.
Yeah. The scientists are now stepping back from some of the data and they're saying, there is data now. What do we do? How do we do it? What do you think the first step is? Because I think healthy lighting is such a huge business that's in front of us.
It is. If you think about this, okay? I joke about this downstairs, okay? I don't know about your guys. Every day I'm popping pills. Healthy pills.
Sure.
Right? The vitamins.
Yeah, sure. Me too.
Right? We're popping vitamins, right?
Yeah, sure. So fish oil.
Fish oil, yeah. Right? I mean, all those things. Why? Because we'll become healthy.
Yes.
Okay? And people do not realize there's another aspect can become healthy. Direct impact, psychological or biological performance of our life
sure.
is controlled by the lights.
Yep.
Okay? And the scientific evidence shows the correct lights will put us in a correct mood.
Right.
Put us in a healthy mood. Okay? Mm-hmm. So based on that, not just we're talking about how to become healthy, I think the LED lighting industry, in my opinion, from now moving into next 3 to 5 years, it's going to move to that direction. So eventually, the healthy light become a normal light in our life.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of the problems people have, Greg and Ellis, are symptoms of not having healthy light in their lives.
Correct.
I'm serious, 100% serious.
Correct.
Yeah.
One guy working for me, he is the supply chain, in charge of supply chain. His niece went to see a doctor. It's a true story, okay? The doctor told the parents, says, you need to go home to change lights. So the lights can calm kids down.
Yes.
It's my lights.
Yes.
You don't need the pills.
Right.
It's yeah. lights.
Well, the other thing too is you're saying, you know, humans, we know a lot of things anecdotally. Okay?
Sure.
Like we know that going for a walk in the sunshine is good for you.
Yes.
People feel better when they yes. go for a walk in the sunshine.
Yes.
Right? Now they know that there's actually chemical things going on inside of you when you go for a walk in the sunshine.
Right.
And it's always interesting when I hear scientists say, oh, you know, this is actually a chemical reaction. Well, of course it is.
Sure.
All your feelings are chemicals, right?
Right?
And if we're able to really deeply understand that as an industry and help people,
yes.
that's so wonderful,
it
man.
Is so great. And not just wonderful, it's so helpful to,
yes.
to people. Today, we do have a technology with the mixing of the wavelength in the LED side to duplicate what a sunlight, we call a full spectrum.
Be careful. That's a big claim. Duplicate? Copy, maybe? I would be careful.
I don't know. Sun is a sun.
What's the right word for that?
I don't know. I'm getting close
mimic.
To...
Mimic, maybe?
Mimic.
Mimic. Well, mimic yes. sunlight, okay?
Okay, yes.
Maybe not perfect, but it's
yes.
closer.
Yes.
It's better than it was before.
Yep.
That's how exciting
sure.
with the LED lighting moving on. I would say today, we're getting closer.
Mm.
Maybe 3-5 years from now, we're really able to getting...
I think there's going to be a big discovery.
Oh, yeah.
Like I'm something's going to come down the pipeline in the next 10 years and yep. people are going to be like, that's what you need
right,
to do.
Right, but the technology is there. There's another challenge you are facing is the cost.
Right.
As you sure. know, every new technology new products, new wave coming, always come with the cost.
Sure,
okay.
Sure.
So we are really working on that aspect too. So in other words, number one, we need to educate the market.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, get people excited. Number two, let people experience the product.
Sure.
Okay. With that, hopefully the volume of that kind of product start going up.
Yes.
Which will help us to reduce the cost and it become a very normal light source people can use down the road.
So as Nailed members and people that do what Greg and I do every day, we're always talking about ROI and payback. Think about the cost is high. Think about the ROI and the payback if we can actually deliver healthy lighting systems to people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we'll ever be able to define it. It'll change the way we sell things, but I don't know that you can ever define what the ROI and payback will be on this, but...
That's the holy grail, buddy. You have to find that.
Sometimes I think, first of all, you have to have a scientific evidence
show.
Yes.
Let me ask you this, right? You say you're popping every day, you take the vitamins, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you feel better?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so yes. Tomorrow, if I give you something in the pill,
placebo?
Let's say it's cornstarch, okay?
Yeah,
I tell you it's a vitamin, so you still feel better.
Right, but there's the placebo effect.
You know what I mean? So,
the placebo effect
is real. So one side, you have to have scientific evidence.
Sure.
The other side is people will feel better. I think that's what I call a payback.
Yes. So the placebo effect is real. We know that if you tell people that they're doing something good and they believe they're doing something good, their health will improve.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
People make fun of it, but there's something to showing up for yourself every day. Alice.
Yes, exactly.
So every day I'm going to take this vitamin because it's good for me. The act of taking the vitamin is good for you, and the vitamin might be as well.
Right.
Right? But what we're talking about here, what Adam Lillian was talking about when we interviewed him at the Nailed convention, is that they know that you can impact people's health, not a placebo effect. The scientists know.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
They don't know exactly what to do yet. Do you know what to do yet?
Don't know. All we can do is a bunch of scientific experiments.
Yep.
Universities are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's very difficult for us as a lighting company in our regular life to say, oh, by the way, do you feel better today? No. Okay. Mm-hmm. However, this is a long-term impact, not a short term.
Sure.
You do not sense that in a day or a week or month. You sense that month after month after month.
Huh.
I think in order to, what we can do right now as an industry is we can do color tuning and we can do dimming. And I think that covers a lot of what we talk about because people react differently to different color temperatures and different light levels.
Agreed.
So let's start there.
Start there. That's why we are doing this good life. That's exactly what we try to accomplish.
You're making good life.
Exactly.
It's I like the life. Name too. So can we change gears?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. We touched on this briefly the last time we talked, and it's ever since you mentioned it and we talked about it, it's been occurring to me with the purpose-built versus modular LED lighting systems. So the fact that there is no replaceable component in the light fixture, or it's not a standard component. Like in the old days, you had a fluorescent tube with a screw-in socket and a base on it. But a lot of these fixtures we're making now, there's no replaceable components, or the components are hard to find or hard to fix. And so one of the concerns I have is that we may have increased the life of the light source, but we've reduced the life cycle of the light fixture. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Is that a concern for TCP? Are you okay with that?
Okay,
from a perspective, like industry perspective.
But
like
from?
That fixture up there that we're sitting under, it's an HID fixture.
Right.
It's probably been there for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
It'll probably be there. You can put a TCP LED retrofit kit in there and have it for another 25 years.
Right.
But if that's a purpose-built LED light fixture, the life cycle is going to be a lot shorter on that fixture.
That's correct. From business point of view, I wish all the light source can be replaceable. Why? Because the light source technology on LED continue to improve. Okay. Mm-hmm. However, every time you do that, it increases the cost of the fixture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. These days, it's so sensitive about the cost of the product. Okay. So I'm not saying right or wrong here. Okay.
Right.
I'm just saying every fixture people sell today, we expect will retire 5 to 7 years. So sure. we can sell another one.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of let a fixture stay there, then you will have a replacement parts too.
Yeah.
And I don't think
you know what I mean? It's for the business sense. I'm not saying right or wrong here, okay? I'm just saying a business cycle.
It makes sense from our standpoint, but from an end user,
right?
Most of them don't get
that. No. It can't make sense for us and not make sense for the end user. That's a misalignment between you and your customer, man.
No,
if
yeah,
you're saying, I'm going to get you in 7 years, son, right. That's not right. We don't do business that way. I know TCP doesn't think like that.
But sometimes we're all under the pressure.
Sure.
Okay. At a certain circumstances, the fixture, what's the market price? Because not just you and I making a product. Look at this floor. Everybody doing it.
We are all in the same game.
I have no way to influence the people what they do.
Sure.
I always respect what they call the market price.
Yeah, for sure.
Whatever it is, we have to respect that. Yeah. So that being said, it turned into pressure on the cost side. Mm. Sometimes it's very difficult to make that kind of judgment call.
Huh. It's tough because right now we called it the year of the warranty pig.
Sure.
2019. Craig and I named it because you know the Chinese year of the pig, I think it is this year.
Uh-huh. Yes, the pig, right.
So it's the year of the warranty pig, we called it, okay?
But I have to mention something to you, very interesting. We find out that there is a trading stuff going on, which is people looking to the old metal strips and the fixtures.
Yeah.
Simple one. People say, Ellis, all we want is give us a very traditional strip, okay?
Yeah, sure.
With a socket on it. Then you just give us the regular TA tubes type of B, okay? Mm-hmm. So later on, a couple years from now, if your technology improves, we don't have to do anything. Just replace the tube.
You just screw it in.
Yeah, you see what I mean? So that direction.
Yes. So, I think this industry was so. Here's what I would say. The reason why innovation happens so quickly in the lighting business of LED is because in the replacement lamp side is because the mechanical form factors were set. So you had to do your innovation inside a 4-foot tube that was T8 with medium bi-pin sockets.
Right, exactly.
So you work on that, only that. And so it's like poetry, okay? When you have rules to a poem, like a sonnet, you have the most beautiful poetry in the world is written within these very strict rules. When you have tight form factors, it actually makes innovation flourish because you have to do it in the BR30 shape. It gives you rules to your innovation.
Right.
Right? That was very wise of the lighting industry in the past to set these form factors and make everybody manufacture them. We've completely abandoned that as an industry now. There's no set form factors.
No.
The Jaga Consortium is trying to move some of this forward. What is your stance on that? Do you like the Wild West feeling of do anything you want, or do you think the industry should agree now, enough's enough, we need all drivers need to be this shape?
No. Okay, here's what
all
I do.
All the things have to be like this.
No. Yes or no. Okay. I look at entire industry in three different ways.
Okay.
First of all, we all have to respect the original with the lighting formula, okay? I give you a perfect example. People saying today, you don't need to make a light bulbs anymore. Everything is a fixture. I do not agree with that. Just think about how many fixtures out there, especially decorative fixtures.
Sure.
Tons of those out there.
Yeah.
Those fixtures being neglected in the past, they're only able to get whatever the light source they're able to get.
Yeah.
But today, different. Why? Because let's say us, TCP, we able to make any shape, any color, any Kelvin temperature you want it for the last 130 years, whatever they are, to make sure put those original beautiful fixtures back to the way it is.
Yes.
So for that reason, yes, you can say go back to traditional way, but in order to do so, you have to have a technology to do it.
Yes.
Okay. If you take a regular LED light bulb, put into those beautiful fixture. Those beautiful fixture looks ugly.
Yeah,
you have to have a special way to do it. So that's one part of it, okay? Another part is like you're talking about, okay? If you look at the fixture today, you know what? I hate to put it this way. All the fixture only have three elements, okay? Mm-hmm. A piece of metal, a driver, and the LED.
That's it.
You cannot walk without those three three things. Okay? You can be as creative as possible to have a different shape of the metal, like what we do here, a different shape of the light bulbs. But being creative.
Sure.
The way we're driving LED today, unfortunately, I do not see any future have a different concept. Mm. It's constant current on one side, linear using line voltage on the other side. I haven't seen another way to drive LED. So that being said, all the drivers become standardized.
Okay.
Now only remaining one thing has so many variants in it, LED.
Yeah.
Huh. And that will continue on.
That will continue on.
Well, I think Ellis has about 49
more talks to do. Just how I see it.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Ellis Yon, thank you for being a guest on the Get a Grip on Lighting podcast. It's always a pleasure to have you on. Go to tcpi.com, baby, especially for the Good Life product, which both the hosts of this show have in their homes. That's right. We both have Good Life in our home, so we're being legit.
Oh, another thing I want to remind you is we're offering downstairs, we're offering the full spectrum table lamp.
Beautiful.
As a show gift. If they log on www.tcpi.com/Ellis, ELLISLFI, log into that, register by yourself, you'll get a free full spectrum table lamp.
Get it going, folks. So go. tcpi.com/Ellis. Check it out.
No, Ellis, LFI.
Ellis, LFI. That's tcpi.com/Ellis, LFI.
Yeah.
Did I get it right?
Life Fair
now. Life Fair. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Written on the rectory wall, there's a sign there for all. You are lost, the Lord is there to find you.